Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We are hearing that networks may be going until 4 or 5 p.m. Buffalo time and then go to regular programming. Some of this coverage may go into 2 in the morning. How much of a challenge is it for news departments, programmers, the sales along those lines to balance out the need for coverage and the need to continue regular programming?
Well, I think it's very challenging nowadays, Don, for a couple reasons. First of all, you know, there's a lot of negative feelings about the way the impeachment proceedings are being handled. So I'm sure the TV stations are aware there's a turnoff. On the other hand, there's the other part of the equation that you're almost compelled to do. This is an important thing. So the balancing act of giving people what they need and not, you know, going overboard too much, because there's a certain turnoff factor. And let's face it, there's some people who are very loyal to their TV shows, whatever that may be. So it's always, whenever you have any major event like this, it's very challenging in finding the balancing act. And frankly, it's pretty much a crapshoot to try to get it right.
With regards to some of these events taking place until 2 in the morning, how challenging is that for programmers to present the coverage and help viewers stay informed on this matter?
Yeah, absolutely, because that means that someone's going to have to monitor someone in the news. Of course, nowadays it's not as much of a problem because most news organizations are pretty much 24 hours and there's always someone to watch the feed and whatnot. But that's the thing. There is a certain segment of your audience who does not want to watch everything, so you've got to edit it down. So it's challenging to make sure when you watch all this stuff that you are hitting the salient points, the stuff that's really important that people need to see. And having said that, of course, I mean, there's a lot of stuff, let's face it, that's just showmanship and whatnot, so you really have to watch a lot of video to get down to the important stuff and make it into a news package that really resonates.
Is it worth it for a network to go gavel to gavel? Is it worth it for the networks to preempt daytime programming only? Where do you say, okay, let's get back to the regular program after we covered this amount of the trial?
Yeah, that's always a challenge, but it's even more a challenge nowadays because you think about it, you know, in the 2000 channel universe, there's so many alternative shows that are available. So if there's enough interest in the coverage that they think it's going to get the ratings and the viewership they want, fine. But if they find that, you know, other things, you know, because of course nowadays you have overnight ratings, you can see exactly how stuff did. So I think if it's not sustaining viewership, they will cut back. But at the beginning, I think they will probably go all out and then see how it plays out in comparison to all the other things that viewers can watch.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.